This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And what's going on right now, let me tell you the folly of trying to lock down Washington, D.C. Here's the problem with this. You've got a bunch of National Guardsmen from a lot of different places. And on a military post, the ID is uniform. And it's very easy to show people that might be on guard duty, sentry duty, whatever it is, some sort of security footing. It's easy to show them what the ID would be. In D.C., there's so many different forms of ID that there's just no way, there's just not going to be any way for them to verify it. So, you know, you're liable to walk up on a National Guardsman saying, I'm going to need some identification, and, you know, you fumble around your wallet. You produce a, an expired chip driver's license that, you know, you've gotten a bunch of police, you know, a bunch of warnings from cops over the past month, and the guardsman glances at it and waves you through. That's great. Thanks for your cooperation. That is what's going on right now. Lackadaisical security check-ins. And there's been reports of Capitol Hill workers breezing through security lanes and mantilla-draped church ladies rolling through Chinatown roadblocks uninhibited. In one instance, an office worker near the White House convinced two guardsmen to move a Humvee so he could park his car in a locked-down garage. And pedestrians wishing to enter the zone may also do so without much hassle. The gates hanging off the 7-foot non-scalable fence encircling the city's core are almost always left open and unguarded. Inside, concrete barriers designed to prevent crowds from forming are easily stepped over. National Guardsmen stand on nearly every street corner, holding unloaded weapons and chatting amongst themselves. Many are bussed in daily from the Virginia suburbs, and when they go back into what would be in their stand-down garrison, set up, they're eating pizza and they're playing video games. Generally pretty friendly people. This isn't their day job, after all. So they can afford to breathe a little bit. But what a bizarre show we got going on right now. If you were to go in there, you might, if you were to go into the zone, you might find something, you might expect something like in a Tarkovsky film. If you paid attention to the city government releases, you might just try to avoid the zone altogether. If you really had to go, you better have your papers ready. That's what you're told, as well as a well-rehearsed explanation justifying your presence in the zone. And if you did not have a satisfactory explanation as to why you might be in the zone, you were to expect not to be admitted. Except that's not what's happening. The National Guard's presence is a spectacle, but not much of an impediment. For Washingtonians, life goes on much as it did before. Masked yuppies still line up outside coffee shops, careful to leave 6 feet between each other. Desperate protesters still fill the plaza behind the White House demanding justice in every form, and the homeless still wander the streets confused and underserved. In truth, not much is different because the city has already felt like a prison for almost a year now. The new fencing actually is a new feature there. It sort of brightens things up. It's like lipstick on a pig. And you would never know any of this from the way that the government officials talk about the zone. The occupation is advertised as a maximum security situation. Every day, the National Guard releases reports detailing the thousands of troops pouring into the city in advance of the inauguration. Mayor Muriel Bowser, in press conferences, dangles the possibility of harder lockdowns and more closures. Even FBI Director Christopher Wray, who's remained mostly silent during the past week, on Thursday referred ominously to vague threats necessitating the need for an intense military presence. And those sorts of statements are necessary for the success of the Guard's mission, which incidentally has little to do with putting down an insurrection. It probably won't even mean warding off any protesters on Inauguration Day. The nation's volunteer Army Reserve is in Washington for the purposes of political theater. To frighten us, because we're all now lumped into the category of the few that stormed the Capitol building. And I'm using their terminology, the ones that kicked in the door and ran around in the Capitol building like a bunch of mischievous children taking pictures. And the strategy seems to be working. The massive protests that were rumored to be scheduled for this weekend did not occur, neither in D.C. nor any other state. As a matter of fact, all of those armed protests, which were supposed to happen today, none of those occurred. Only three people in D.C. have been arrested since the National Guard set up the zone, a minuscule number compared to what was promised, and all that remains to be seen is whether the scare tactics work on Inauguration Day. Because it's probably going to be really quiet in the zone. You know, I know that there's going to be McConnell and McCarthy are going to be at the, and Pence, they're all going to be at the inauguration. Nobody's seen Trump off. He leaves alone the same way he's had to run the country. That will prove to be a very expensive, expensive virtue signaling, guys. But once again, let's play their stupid game just for a second, though. Okay, let's play their stupid game just for a second. It is very easy for a guerrilla force to work in the face, for a temporary period of time, in the face of an overwhelming force. That's why it is so infuriating for any commanders in the field to have to deal with guerrillas. And a guerrilla force could go quite operational around these guys who have no ammo. Or they have their guns disabled. I don't know what the deal is, but they're not carrying weapons. They're carrying props. And if it really was one of those things, these guys would have weapons locked and loaded, so to speak. They would have a hot weapon on them. And they don't have any of this. And that tells you all you need to know. That tells you all you need to know. A lot of this is simply for you to be able to watch it on the news and hear how this was necessary because of all the unrest and the siege and the insurrection and the sedition and all the other nonsense that they say happened that didn't happen. They wouldn't know a siege if it hit them upside the head. So, you know, that's what it's about. It's not a security operation. It's an information operation. Once again, all these things you see coming out of the left is all about information operations. They're definitely going to try to tamp down on free speech, Second Amendment, just about anything they possibly can do. But the free speech is very important. You know, they're already talking about they need to do this and that and need to make sure that these things aren't allowed. And I mean, go ahead and try that. You will open up a can of worms you can't close fast enough. You can't close it at all. If you get us into a position where we feel like we have no other recourse, then we will take what we have. We will deal with all we got. So, but, you know, the green zone. We have a green zone in D.C. But it's all theater. It's all theater. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. I Bedford Camera and Video. We value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Live. This is Lock and Load. Tomorrow will mark the 4-year anniversary of the violent Antifa riots in Washington, D.C., when hundreds of anarchists wreaked havoc in the nation's capital on Inauguration Day, declaring themselves the hashtag resistance to President Trump. And now, The media overlords expect you to forget the left's deranged reaction to Clinton's 2016 defeat because this does not fit the current narrative in which anyone who didn't vote for Joe Biden is viewed as a potential terrorist threat. Biden is going to be inaugurated amid a climate of paranoia, surrounded by a phalanx of military security, which we all know is just simply a spectacle, with no real weapons to bring to bear. But the numbers there dwarf the number of troops we currently have stationed in Afghanistan. Now, this unprecedented level of security is necessary, our media overlords tell us, because the rowdy crowd of Trump supporters who stormed the Capitol 2 weeks ago. Viewers of CNN and MSNBC have been told repeatedly that what happened on January 6th was an insurrection, an attempted coup by dangerous extremists who arrived in Washington with carefully organized plans to destroy democracy as we know it, and were incited by the seditious attack by what Trump said in his speech at the Stop the Steal rally. Except, here we run into a problem. There's big problems with this narrative. If the riot at the Capitol was planned in advance, how then were the rioters incited by what Trump said? If they had things pre-positioned prior to the rally, how could they be incited when they already planned to do this all along? Now, basic competence and deductive reasoning is not a prerequisite for employment at CNN, or Don Lemon and Brian Stelter would be out of work. Their anchors are dumb, but their audience is even dumber, so the self-contradicting nature of the Trump incited a coup narrative goes largely unnoticed. If what happened at the Capitol was indeed a coup d'etat attempt, the conspirators were laughably incompetent. And most of the mob inside the Capitol seemed like a middle school class who had run amok on a field trip while their teachers weren't watching, except for the part where one of them got shot to death by a Capitol police officer. Raheem Kassam and others have repeatedly pointed out that it was literally impossible for Trump's speech to have incited the mob to breach the Capitol. The protesters who overran police barricades arrived at the Capitol at 12:40 p.m., while Trump was still speaking at the Ellipse near the White House. It is about 2 miles from the Ellipse to the Capitol, a distance it would take 45 minutes to walk. Trump's speech did not end until 1:11 p.m., so no one who stayed for the end of Trump's speech and walked down Pennsylvania Avenue to the Capitol could arrive there much earlier than 2 p.m. But by then, the mob of rowdies who did not even attend Trump's speech had already overrun the barricades and smashed their way into the Capitol. Now, have you heard that before? Because this timeline is rather important. Given that Trump's alleged incitement of the mob was the basis of last week's impeachment vote in the House, with 10 Republican members joining a unanimous Democratic caucus to declare that the president had committed high crimes and misdemeanors. And much like the Russian collusion narrative with which the Democrats and their media allies distracted Americans for 3 years, there seems to be no factual basis for the incitement charge against Trump. But, alas, we live in a time and place where facts don't matter, where dimwits like Brian Stelter are considered serious journalists, an age in which paranoia is so rampant that the feeble septuagenarian Joe Biden thinks he needs a vast army to protect him. But he's the most popular president ever elected. Who's he being protected from? And that's the real question, which the media answers with vague claims based on unnamed federal sources corroborated by experts on terrorism. But here's the problem. What they're actually going to be confronting is the boomerang effect of political paranoia. Democrats began flinging around this weapon during the Clinton years when Hillary claimed that her husband's sexual affair with Monica Lewinsky was actually a plot by a vast right-wing conspiracy. Democratic Paranoia further escalated after the 2000 election recount fiasco in Florida. And many Democrats also claimed that George W. Bush somehow defrauded John Kerry in the 2004 election. And over the years, the Democrats have used a series of demonized bogeymen to inspire fear and loathing among their grassroots base. During the Clinton presidency, the chief bogeyman were the religious right and the Richard Mellon Skyfe. Once Bush was elected, liberals decided to choose as their new bogeyman White House advisor Karl Rove and warmongering. Especially the warmongering neoconservatives. The latter term being a leftist code word for Jews. Any researcher concerned about anti-Semitism in America would do well to examine how the leftists exploited the neoconservative conspiracy theory to demonize Jewish Republicans during the Bush era. What's remarkable is how swiftly the Democrats can switch targets, choosing a new bogeyman to replace the old one almost instantaneously. A few months into the Bush administration, the much-demonized Skyfe was utterly forgotten, and the Bible thumpers of the religious right faded into the background, while the leftists ranted on cable TV about these treacherous neocons. Now, 12 years after the end of the Bush era, this seems like ancient history, but the point is that the Democrats most always have a right-wing enemy with which to frighten their grassroots constituency. During the Obama years, the enemy was first Sarah Palin. Remember when Joe McGinnis moved in next door to replace him with Silla? Then it was Andrew Breitbart for a while. By 2010, the Democrats and their media allies had decided that the Tea Party was the real enemy, which in turn led to the Koch brothers becoming the scary bogeymen. Charles and David Koch had long supported libertarian causes without provoking any great controversy until their sponsorship of the Tea Party movement made them a dangerous extremist menace. In November 2011, you can see firsthand the consequences of the demonization of the Koch brothers when a mob of Occupy protesters stormed a D.C. event hosted by Americans for Prosperity, which one of the Koch brothers was there. So, all the Democrats and their allies have done over the years to foster a climate of hatred and paranoia in America has conveniently been forgotten by the media in the 2 months since the last election. And we're not supposed to compare the riot in the Capitol 2 weeks ago to the riots that wrecked several major U.S. cities last summer. The media worked overtime to convince Americans that George Floyd's fentanyl overdose was a murder by racist police. Anyone who doubted that narrative was labeled a white supremacist. And facts are now hate, according to our media overlords. And the same label's been used to smear all of us as a as complicit. So, there you have it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden in Washington, D.C., taking part in final preparations before his inauguration on Wednesday. Confirmation hearings also taking place on Capitol Hill. Biden nominated Alejandro Mayorkas to lead Homeland Security. One of the big points of emphasis was a migrant caravan making its way toward the United States.
If you're confirmed as the Secretary of Homeland Security, this is the message they need to hear about when they arrive in the United States.
That this is not the first caravan that has apparently approached the border over the last 4 years or
it's not.
Over the last 12 years. There is a commitment to follow our asylum laws, to enforce our asylum laws, and that means to provide humanitarian relief for those individuals who qualify for it. That cannot be accomplished with just the flick of a switch and turned on in day one.
USA Radio News. President Trump recorded a video saying farewell to his time in the White House and making way for a new administration. President Trump highlighting some of his accomplishments.
We built the greatest economy in the history of the world. We reignited America's job creation and achieved record low unemployment for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, women, almost everyone. Income soared, wages boomed, the American dream was restored, and millions were lifted from poverty in just a few short years. It was a miracle. We proudly leave the next administration with the strongest and most robust border security measures ever put into place. This includes historic agreements with Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, along with more than 450 miles of powerful new wall.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Live. This is Lock and Load. Now, following the following the January 6th insurrection, there was a 7-foot non-scalable fence that was added around the Capitol Hill complex. So says Business Insider. In a Sunday article on the ramped-up security for the Biden inauguration. Barbed wire sits atop the fence, providing an additional barrier to entry on the grounds. And when I saw this, you know, I was looking at this in a half-awake, half-asleep state, and I was thinking green zones. In places like Baghdad and Kabul, we built secure areas to protect our people and the government we were trying to establish from hostile militias. I never thought that I would see a similar process going on in our national and state capitals. And yet, here we are. And I wonder if these changes will last beyond the inauguration and become part of a new normal. Because a lot of people think that we're going to be perpetually locked down due to COVID, because COVID's never going to go away, you know, that kind of thing. You know, there's a bill called H.R. 339 coming, and the National Pulse says, Dems demand public locked out of Capitol grounds forever. Published bill to install fence despite claiming walls don't work. The bill seeks to direct the architect of the Capitol to design and install an appropriate fence around the perimeter of the United States Capitol, including the East Front and the West Front. Curiously, bill sponsor Richie Torres has in the past condemned such efforts, at least when it meant to secure the country, from foreign nationals attempting to bypass immigration laws. He said at the time, at-real Donald Trump is diverting money from important infrastructure, military projects, and hashtag Puerto Rico for a border wall intended to divide our country. Evidently, keeping unvetted aliens out of the country divides us, but keeping citizens out of the Capitol that they're paid for unifies us, or something. This is what you would refer to as cognitive dissonance. And this is not the only cognitive dissonance on display. According to Mediate, the Capitol Police arrested a man for possession of a handgun and over 500 rounds of ammunition after he presented a non-government-issued inaugural credentials at a police checkpoint in Washington, D.C. Now that sounds like a real threat, doesn't it? Especially with initial fake news reports saying he tried to use a fake ID. Except you need to go to a source that fleshes out more details to find out he's a security guard. He was lost and asking them for directions. He is licensed to carry in Virginia and says he forgot the gun was in his vehicle and the search was predicated on Capitol Police noticing pro-gun decals on his truck. I've been advised by more than one person to never put I like SIG pistols or NRA on my truck. And while the inaugural credentials are no doubt necessary security measures, the thought can't be ignored that one of the points Democrats make about voting, and isn't that what this whole electoral controversy necessitating increased security is about, is that requiring government-issued IDs to vote disenfranchises minorities. You don't need an ID to vote, but you do need an ID to get close to me. Apparently the problem is or was recognized enough to hold a House committee hearing in 2006 on you don't need papers to vote, non-citizen voting, and ID requirements in U.S. elections. I'm not done yet exploring inconsistencies here. U.S. defense officials say they are worried about an insider attack or other threat from service members involved in securing President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, prompting the FBI to vet all of the 25,000 National Guard troops coming into Washington, according to Chicago's WGN9. Now, that's a lot of government guns being deployed against unarmed citizens whose right by Constitution mandate shall not be infringed. And this is not because the Democrat gun grabbers are actually, they're not anti-gun. They understand the utility of having guns. The Democrats do. They just don't want you to have them because you're bad. They want to be the ones controlling them. So we should have no problem with vetting troops, although you think that that would be a condition of continued eligibility to be in the Guard, unlike, say, Fort Hood. Maybe this will be a political purge that will be used to conflate members who take their oaths seriously, including refusing unlawful orders to disarm American citizens with white supremacists, which, by the way, is part of the oath. Now, what we should all have a problem with, except for the Democrats and the cheap labor Republicans, is that the foreign nationals who enter this country illegally, who undergo absolutely no vetting and put the entire population, not just protected politicians, at risk. Now, here we have a bunch of guys, they've already been, if they right now are in the Capitol, they've already been through basic training, they've already been through advanced individual training, or whatever they call it nowadays, and they've all been through a security background check. Some of them probably have security clearances. So unlike the rigorous security screening the politicians lie about when legally admitting refugees from places where it is impossible to obtain any records at all from those who sneak into the country and undergo no scrutiny at all. And Joe Biden does not think that's not a bug, that's a feature. That's no problem with this at all. He wants to announce legislation his first day in office to provide a path to citizenship for millions of immigrants in the United States illegally. And that's because, unlike head in the sand state and national gun rights groups that refuse to even talk about it, he knows they will vote overwhelmingly Democrat and overwhelmingly anti-gun, meaning an unchallengeable majority will be able to pass whatever gun grabs they dream up and will be upheld by judges they appoint. And thus the caravan takes off. And what was the Biden administration's response to the idea that this caravan was headed this way? They said coming right now does not make sense for their own safety, while we put into place processes that they may be able to access in the future. So the great object is not to protect U.S. sovereignty or even pretend to adhere to COVID-19 restrictions being used to decimate the economy of the middle class. It is to make sure the tax-funded infrastructure is in place to process them and locate them where it will be where it will have the most impact, like red states. Why stop there? If they repeal the 60-vote Senate filibuster cloture rule, as Biden signaled openness to, it will take only a simple majority to pass new gun controls, pack the Supreme Court, provide statehood for the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, which means more anti-gun senators and millions of new anti-gun Democrat voters. The only bright part of this is they would no longer have to steal votes from then on. And we can point out the hypocrisy of how, in order to even pretend to be consistent, requiring a government ID to buy a gun must also disenfranchise minorities the same way. It supposedly does with voting. But the thought strikes, give it a few years under total Democrat rule and we won't be able to do that anyway, at least legally. Unless you believe the lie that no one is talking about taking your guns. There's about to be a fight. We'll see how big it's going to be. Fight is coming. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanted to talk to all the wisdom he shared.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We're going to begin with one fact, okay? We're going to begin with one fact. The left always suppresses speech. Since Vladimir Lenin and the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia in 1917, there's been no example of the left in control and not crushing dissent. That is one of the important differences between between liberal and left. Liberalism and liberals believe in free speech. The present leftist threat to freedom in America, the greatest threat to freedom in American history, is made possible because liberals think they have more to fear from conservatives than from the left. Liberals do not understand that the left regards liberals as their useful idiots. Left controls universities. There is little or no dissent allowed in universities. The left controls nearly every news medium. There is little or no dissent in the mainstream media, not in the news sections and not in the opinion sections. The left controls Hollywood. No dissent is allowed in Hollywood. And this is why we have cancel culture. The silencing and firing of anyone who publicly dissents from the left, and even publicly, is no longer necessary. The National Association of Realtors has just announced that if you express dissenting views on race, especially in private, you may be fined and lose your membership in the organization, which effectively ends your career as a realtor. So, we return to the opening question. Why does the left need to crush all dissent? And this is a question made all the more stark because there is no parallel on the right. Conservatives do not shut down dissent or debate. The answer, though the left will not acknowledge it, is that the left fears dissent. And they do so for good reason. Leftism is essentially a giant balloon filled with nothing but hot air. Therefore, no matter how big the balloon, the Democratic Party, the New York Times, Yale University, all it takes is a mere pin to burst it. Leftism is venerated by intellectuals. But there is little intellectual substance to leftism. It is a combination of doctrine and emotion. And for proof, those with intellectual depth do not stifle dissent. They welcome it. That's why universities are so opposed to conservatives coming to speak on campus. One articulate conservative can undo years of left-wing indoctrination in a one-hour talk or Q&A. Go watch the Young Americans Foundation and their speakers that go out there to speak on campus, and you'll get an idea. Watch the speeches given by any conservative allowed to speak on a campus. Many of those talks are still on YouTube. And you'll see large halls filled with students yearning to hear something other than left-wing pablum. You can look at their ideas, or excuse me, look at their faces, filled with rapt attention to ideas they've never heard that are clearly having an impact. Universities are entirely right to fear a conservative coming to speak. Conservatives come with a pen that bursts the $50,000 a year tuition balloon. That's why it's also hard to get any of them to debate any of us. I have reached out before and asked anti-gunners to come on the show. And with one exception, I have never mistreated or bullied a guest. And the one that I did, well, you heard him recently. You know, I've been unfailingly polite to people like Tom Hartman, who I've been a guest on his show. Tom Hartman is the biggest leftist. I would call him a liberal, because Tom is actually just nothing more than a big act. He's a big act. I have invited, I like photography and videography, and I've invited videographers who have expressed a political idea to come on the show just to discuss it for the sake, you know, of them, you know, they're expressing something about freedom. And then you ask them to come on the show, and they will simply say, "I can't. I would be crucified for coming on your show." I've heard people say in the past from the left, if you don't hold the same view, don't show up and do this, don't do that. I remember on the anti-gun side, Vince Neil, and it was after one of these rampage killings, Vince Neil got out there and said, if you believe in owning an AR-15, don't come to one of our shows. Unfortunately, finding someone that will actually sit down and have an intellectual debate with you about the difference in an idea is an anomaly. They would prefer to go somewhere where they're not challenged. Now, they'll bring me on. Well, they used to. I don't go anymore. But, I mean, they would bring me on to try to shoot me down. And I would always treat them with respect. I always treated Tom with respect. Tom would say some crazy things on his own show. And I was like, well, I'm glad this is your show. Now, the opposite should not be true. If I have a chance to actually have a discussion with someone, I will go. Every conservative intellectual, with which I'm not saying I am one, but I would do it. We should all say yes to every one of the very few left-wing invitations that we might ever receive. The problem is, we're never invited. We regularly invite leftists. Leftists almost never invite us. They claim it's because we're not up to their intellectual level and they have no desire to waste their time. And you would think that the opportunity to publicly show how vapid we conservatives really are would be too good to pass up. They do not debate us or appear as guests on our shows and prevent us from speaking whenever possible because they correctly fear conservatives. Race baiters like Ibram X. Kendi or Ta-Nehisi Coates or white fragility author Robin DiAngelo would never debate Larry Elder, for example. And why won't they? because they would be shown to be intellectually shallow purveyors of hate. Deep down, they know it. Larry Elder is one of the many conservative black Americans out there who left-wing black Americans and white Americans will refuse to debate. And yeah, now you know why the left suppresses free speech. Because they have to. They have to because if there is free speech, that is dissent. They cannot allow dissent. If there is dissent, there is no more left. And therein lies the goal. Therein lies the goal. All of these things that you've seen over the course of time, of course, are primarily projections from the left, without a doubt. And, you know, now we, starting tomorrow, we are the resistance. We will be the dissent. We have to fight to continue to have free speech. We have to fight to continue to keep our weapons. If those two things go, the rest of the Bill of Rights, that just flushes down the toilet automatically. Without those two things are what make us uniquely American. Are we up for this test? Are we going to be able to persevere in this non-permissive environment? I don't know. But I trained to do that a long time ago, to exist and prosper in non-permissive environments. Now, I finally get to see if I'm any good at that, and you should join me. It's not going to be fun, but it is absolutely necessary. We will be back again in 21 hours. In between now and then, you should remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.